This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the END of GOT. It's Boom. Over. Last night was the final, the series finale of the Game of Thrones.
Chase, did you get, you know when you're wrapping up a show that you've really loved and you know this is it, did you get that feeling like, oh.
Yeah, when the credits started rolling, I just went, well, that was it.
Did you have special snacks last night while you watched?
I had chocolate milk.
Oh, that's good for after you work out.
All right, so
yeah, we'll go with that.
On a scale of 1 to 10, no sevens allowed, as is the rule on this program, give it a number.
5, but the more I sit and think about it, the more it goes up.
So you think you could go 6?
Yes, I could easily go 6.
But you couldn't go 8?
No.
Okay. Well, Amy says there was another one of these things that has an item out of place.
Yeah, they've really just given up on this season. It seems like they're just rushing to get it over with because a couple, last week or the week before, it was the Starbucks cup. Now it's the water bottle. There was, then there were actually two in last night's episode. And one of the characters, I don't watch the show, I just saw this on trending on Twitter.
Sam.
Yeah, he's sitting in a chair and like, just behind his leg and the leg of the chair is a water bottle, like a plastic water bottle. Out of all this editing, all these people, all the people you have in production and editing and everything, they missed it.
This seems like they're not trying. So I guess last night, no spoilers, but somebody won the Game of Thrones.
They did.
Who?
I guess we shouldn't say because of people who may have taped, may have reported.
Shout out to @tsmileygal on Instagram. You were having a whole conversation with her about it. Did the person that you wanted to win?
If I say that, it'll give away spoilers.
Okay.
Why? Nobody knows who you want to win.
Well,
don't do it.
Yeah.
it's a 5, a possible 6. If you haven't watched it and you haven't on your DVR or whatever, be prepared to be disappointed, is what you're saying?
You're going to have to sit and think about it. After I've sat and thought about this all this morning, I've, read things. I realize, okay, well, it kind of makes sense how they did this in the end. You kind of go, oh, okay, this loops full circle.
Mm-hmm. Well, is it because the people haven't thought it through? Is because all these people on the internet are going crazy, going, they didn't like it? They're bashing it?
Well, most of the people are bashing it because it was a rush final season. I mean, in this final episode, there's a time hop of a month or two. Mm-hmm. Like, it just cuts next scene month or two later. You know, that throws you off.
They just wanted to be done.
Yeah, the writer said, we want to be done with this. And the George R. R. Martin, who wrote the books, said, we really need to go another season or two. And they're like, nah.
They're just done with the production. Can you imagine what a hassle it is to produce a show like that?
That one episode in the beginning, it was like the first or second one, wasn't it? They had to fly somewhere and film for 8 months straight and for one because they were trying to do it all in the dark.
It was all at night, yeah. And it was the course of over 8 weeks, I believe. No, excuse me, longer than that, yeah.
God, where do you go to? You got to go to Alaska or something to tape this?
Part of it they did in Iceland.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't blame him for wanting to be over with it.
It's done now. Cancel your HBO membership.
Got to find something else to get into now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.